Chapter 8, Negotiation Skills. This chapter will help us understand the importance of negotiation skills and the qualities required to reach a logical outcome. Furthermore, we will discuss the various steps needed for the negotiation process. Also, certain aspects such as negotiation, a skill that can be developed, or is it an inborn skill? Various methods can be implemented to become more efficient as a negotiator. And lastly, the conclusion. What is the meaning of negotiation? It is a dialogue between two or more parties to resolve differences. Negotiation is a discussion in which two or more parties attempt to reach an agreement. It is a strategic discussion between two parties to resolve issues that both parties find acceptable. So we can say that negotiation is a strategic discussion between two parties, and they come up with solutions, but the solutions that they come up with are acceptable. That means whatever is agreed upon, it gives that mutual sense of agreement to both the parties. So it is more like a win-win situation. Yes, sometimes one party may feel that they had to compromise more than the other, though there was a negotiation, that means there was an outcome, there was an acceptable solution. But at the same time, probably one party had to compromise somewhat more. That can be possible. But what is important is that how the members come together and how the two parties find amicable solutions, which leads to progress and growth. When talks come to a halt, it is necessary that both the sides put in effort to find a solution. Now, it is very much possible that talks come to a halt. It is very much possible that somewhere, if talks come to a halt, then the outcome may not really be going in the direction it should be going in. So what happens? If talks come to a halt, that means both the parties are not agreeable to something. If talks come to a halt, it means both the parties are adamant on not taking that step further. Then it'll be very likely that negotiation is not really happening. So there has to be constant communication between the two parties to find a beneficial solution for everyone through integration and collaboration. See, what happens when there is continuous communication? Then due to that continuous communication, there will be ideas, views, perceptions which are expressed. And when those ideas, views, and perceptions are expressed, then it may be possible that there could be a win-win situation. Because see, communication can lead to discussions, communication can lead to strategies, communication can lead to a positive outcome, and there will be effective ways and means to negotiate. So, it is necessary to have open dialogue, it is necessary to have free flow of communication, so that it gets easier to negotiate. See, the moment there's free flow of communication and open dialogue, it encourages both the parties to express their views freely. If the views are not expressed freely, then communication can take a halt. But if views are expressed freely, then what happens is that even negotiation will be done with in a better way. So, what is necessary for negotiation? Clarification, rephrasing, confirming. When I talk of confirming, that means this is something that is negotiated upon, so you confirm. So clarification, rephrasing, and confirming, right? These are important aspects to negotiation. Because when I'm confirming, it means I'm expressing what has been confirmed by both parties. When I'm clarifying, I'm asking, or when I'm seeking clarification, I'm asking for my doubts to be resolved. So that whatever has been understood so far as negotiation is concerned, it will help us to move forward. Now we talk of the 6 steps to the negotiation process. First is preparation. I need to be well planned with what I have to speak, who is the concerned person, or who are the concerned people, what is the agenda, why are we meeting, what do we need to discuss. So I need to be well planned with the information, I need to be well planned with whom do I really need to speak to, what is the agenda, what is my mistake, who is the target audience. All these are aspects that have to be looked into. Confidence helps to develop trust from the audience's point of view and makes your presentation more impactful. So definitely when I talk of confidence here, it is very important that the way I'm presenting information during negotiation, that will help us to negotiate better. Say for example, if we are discussing something and I put forward factual information in terms of a presentation and then I discuss with you, then we negotiate, definitely it'll help to develop trust and will help in terms of progress. Also, when I talk of confidence, it means that both the sides somewhere are accepting or mutually accepting the outcome. And when both sides are mutually accepting the outcome, then what needs to be looked into? That somewhere we are not making any party feel that negative, or we are not making any party feel that they need to walk away from the discussion. So our confidence will help to bind our confidence will help to bind the people involved in the negotiation process. See, otherwise when we are negotiating, it can be very easy just to move away, to walk away, because you will say, I don't agree to this. It's very easy to say that. But the way the information is presented, put forward, then discussion, talks, understanding, analyzing the information, that will help. Thus, one needs to be prepared and organized for any discussion. Also, a meeting with the stakeholders within an organization can help develop any further plans and provide one with more options when you meet other parties to negotiate. So, what is important that when you negotiate, you can have a few options, because if one party doesn't agree to option one, second party doesn't agree to option two, then you can have a third option out there, right? So then what happens ideally, that when you have various options, it can get easier for you to really, you know, come up with a solution as far as negotiation is concerned. We're talking of the 6 steps of negotiation process. So in preparation and planning process, the following queries can come up. What are the goals in the negotiation process from both sides? Both sides are really wanting, that's what we assume, are really wanting to come up with a solution. But both sides should not feel that we have compromised a bit too much. Neither should one side feel that they have compromised more than the other side. That means there has to be a balance with both the parties. What will the opposite party settle for, and how will that differ from the outcome? So if you feel that the opposite party will settle for something less, they are willing to settle for something less right now during this negotiation process because they are aware that for the next negotiation process, they definitely will expect much more from you. So that is also likely. Right now, the party is willing to negotiate a particular price, which may really not be at the value as expected. But the party is also aware that for the next negotiation process, they will get much more and probably even a profit there. So then how can that be negotiation? Sometimes, as we said, negotiation can be win-win. Sometimes it can be win-lose. That means for the other party may feel they've compromised a bit too much. But eventually, everyone wants an outcome. And that's what it is. Open conversation for negotiating effectively is crucial. Being honest, having that integrity, having that accountability and responsibility while we are negotiating, that can create a positive outcome. If I take responsibility for what I'm communicating, if I'm putting forward authentic and genuine information, then it can get easier to negotiate. So each party can discuss at the start of the outcome and make an initial case for the respective side. When we say each party can discuss at the start of negotiation, what are the expectations of both the parties? Where do you as a negotiator stand? What is your responsibility as a negotiator? How will your responsibility as a negotiator bring about a positive outcome? So I need to understand the parties first. What are their views? If one party feels discontent, then it is my responsibility as a mediator, as a negotiator, to see to it that we have a balance towards both the parties. So that at the end, everyone is happy. So free flow of communication, open conversation, very necessary. Third one, clarification of goals. By sharing key goals that may produce more effective negotiation between parties. What are my goals? So we talk of the term SMART, specific for S, M, measurable. Are my goals measurable? What does that mean? What does specific mean? What does measurable mean? Clarification of goals provides a clear vision. When I say clarification of goals provides a clear vision, so it makes it easier to understand the priorities. Whatever goals I have, what does it really convey to me? And how do I prioritize my goals? Right? Also, are my goals, as I was talking of the word SMART, S is specific, M is measurable. That means I can somewhere track my progress, measurable. Right? A is achievable. When I say achievable, what have I achieved? So my accomplishments. R is relevant. Are my goals relevant? Are my goals really important? Are my goals really worthy of taking the negotiation process further and in a better manner? And T is time bound. That means every aspect is related to time. Everything that we do is bound by time. So that timeliness is important. Sharing goals allows one to understand what your negotiation partners want. So the moment we discuss, it can also make the negotiation partners understand what really is in store for all of us. What is it that we are discussing? What is it that is required? And what is it that is really in front of us in terms of information? The negotiation process consists of discussions, conversations, and counter-proposals. So it's continuous information. It is continuous information that is put forward. It is a lot of conversations. It is ideas, views, suggestions. It is coming up with something which will lead to an outcome. So all these are aspects that will be looked into. Negotiation is a two-way process and understands the needs of the other party that can lead to agreements. Creative solutions that meets the needs and interests of both parties, which will lead to a win-win situation. Definitely, it's a two-way process because both parties involved are wanting to reach an agreement. Only once they reach an agreement, then can we say it is a win-win situation. If they do not reach an agreement, that means a negotiation has not been successful. If they do not reach an agreement, that means a negotiation has not really played an important role, because the role of negotiation is to come up with a solution. Next is agreement. When we talk of agreement, it happens when negotiation is successful. And agreement will happen when one or both parties will make concessions. So I've discussed this before, that there will be one party that, and that party may feel that they kind of compromise much more to reach this deal. But they also feel that they somewhere wanted to have a negotiation and let it reach that level of a successful negotiation. And that could have only been possible if they compromise. So, you know, very often solutions can only happen if one party will agree to a lot of aspects which ideally they would not agree to. So, you know, this depends on the situation. This depends on what are the expectations of the party. This depends on how the party thinks and feels about this entire situation. And then the implementation takes place. So the last point is implementation of the agreement. When I talk of six steps to negotiation process, implementation of the agreement. When both sides reach an agreement, it means they have listened to each other's request and both parties have come to a win-win situation in spite of their different preferences, expectations, and risk tolerances. So especially the last two lines, preferences, expectations, and risk tolerances. Somewhere in life, you have to understand that if you want a solution, but at the same time, if you're not going to budge or not going to compromise, then it will not make sense. It is very necessary for you to understand this. It is very necessary for you to be able to relate to this aspect, that we have certain expectations, certain preferences, and how do we deal with it. Now, the next, how to be an excellent negotiator. Communication skills are an integral part of negotiation. When I say integral part of negotiation, somewhere, how I negotiate, how am I able to express my negotiation skills, what is it that I communicate so that people feel convinced enough? These are aspects that have to be the focus. Assertive communication helps one to build a rapport and communicate effectively. You need to be assertive. Assertive is being firm but polite. Negotiators generally are considered to be active listeners. Well, when you actually are a negotiator, you need to be listening very attentively, because you have to understand the views of both the parties. You have to understand their thoughts, perceptions, views, emotions, so that you come up with something which will be worthwhile or worthy. They are mindful of their own feelings and reactions so that negotiation goes in a smooth manner. Who is mindful of feelings and reactions? The negotiator himself or herself. I cannot put my emotion as a negotiator in between when you two are the parties involved. I should put in all the effort to try and maintain a neutral stance when I'm a negotiator. that may be difficult, that may be not even possible, or it may be possible depending on your role and expectation, right? A successful strategy while negotiating is being aware of your own interests as well as the opposite party's interests and coming up with the best possible solutions, results. So, what is my interest as a negotiator? What is it that you two really have in store if you are the respective parties? That is something that can be looked into. Something as simple as you've gone for an interview, you've gone for the third round, now you're discussing salary remuneration package. Somewhere they have the bargaining power in terms of your salary. How much are you willing to really negotiate? How much are you really willing to accept? They have a good bargaining skill or skills, and you somehow manage to agree because there was something like a win-win situation. So it was managed well. To be an excellent negotiator, you need to be able to persuade. Persuasion is to influence the mindset or attitude of the person or people. Persuasion means to influence. Now, as a negotiator, whom am I influencing? Am I influencing one party or both the parties? How am I influencing the parties? Am I influencing the parties through the information that I have, through the skills that I have, right? So negotiation involves being able to discuss and reach a mutually satisfactory agreement. So at the end of it is better if both parties are content. At the end of it is better if both parties are able to somewhere feel that the negotiation process is really a process which was worthy and worthwhile. Convincing or influencing is a combination of both of the above. So I need to be able to persuade, I need to be able to discuss. And once I persuade, once I discuss, then I'm definitely moving forward with my negotiation process. Persuade whom? Both the parties are not agreeing onto something. So I, as a negotiator, persuade both the parties to agree onto something. Right? And discuss. Thus, it is necessary for you to convince others to support your ideas. It is important to solve the issues and both parties can work together to come up with a solution that is feasible. When we say it is necessary to solve the issues, somewhere, whatever issues are there, instead of letting those issues be there or brushing them under the carpet, it is best that there's a feasible solution. See, the moment solutions step in during negotiation, it means that your negotiation is going in a positive direction. And that is what is required for negotiation to be successful. It needs to go in a positive direction, right? Emotional intelligence plays a crucial role in negotiation. What is emotional intelligence? The ability to handle your own emotions as well as the emotions of those around you. If I can handle my own mind, my own emotions, then I will be able to handle anybody. Emotionally intelligent negotiators have the ability to regulate behavior and empathize to meet goals. The moment I have the ability to regulate my behavior, that means somewhere I am keeping a tab on my behavior. I'm taking charge of my behavior. I know how exactly to respond and react. Then, if I can manage my own mind and my own self well, I will be able to manage anybody. So this, again, is something of great importance, that am I able to manage my emotions, feelings, and thought process appropriately? Then it will serve the purpose. Thus, through preparation, dedication, commitment, and practice, a negotiator can succeed. The best negotiators are powerful orators with high emotional intelligence. At times, if there's a dispute, it can get easy to get caught up in the moment. But in reality, it is best to be calm and composed and understand what you're negotiating for. See, the moment you're aware that I'm negotiating for this one reason or for these three specific reasons, okay? The moment you become aware of that, then what happens? You are able to really effectively deal with both the parties. Because, you know, I have access to that information as to what I'm doing. I have access to that information as to how I should be going about things. So I have access to all the possible ways of understanding the mindset of others. But before that, I need to understand my own mindset. So that too will help you to negotiate better. And one very important point, even if both the parties are getting into an argument or a heated discussion, it is best that you remain calm, and it is best that you come up with effective solutions so that the purpose is served. Methods to boost negotiation skills. Effective negotiators communicate clearly and are articulate. They're successful at communicating and negotiating. So there are various skills required to be an excellent negotiator. So even before you arrive at the table to negotiate, you have to be aware. You need to be aware of what? You need to understand that you and both the parties may not be on the same page. Right? You also need to understand and identify the alternatives that you have ready to negotiate. So effective negotiators can communicate clearly. Once you have alternatives or whether you have certain other options, you will realize you can implement it. Definitely clarity of thought process is required, because when you talk of negotiation, I have to keep my own feelings and thought process and views aside. I only need to focus on what can lead to better outcome in terms of negotiation. A negotiator should have a high level of awareness and a clear understanding as to how he might respond and how the opposite party might respond, right? So how the negotiator will respond, how the two parties will respond, all of it is taken into consideration. Put yourself in their position. This involves coming to an agreement where everyone gets what they want. It is important to be empathetic and to understand the ideas, views, and thought process of the opposite party, so that each and every party can try and see from the other party's perspective. See, I cannot always make negotiation about I, me, myself. Means even if I'm in one party, I cannot just say no. Negotiation has to happen as per my thought process, as per my rules. That's not the way it is. You need to do your negotiation in a manner which is suitable to all. That's why it's called negotiation. See, if it was not negotiation, it could have been a discussion and then an outcome. But when you talk of negotiation, it is not only about a discussion. It is actually agreeing, coming to an agreement where everyone decides that this is what it seems is appropriate and you move forward. Methods to boost negotiation skills. So the third point, strive for a win-win situation. Win-win situation can happen when all the parties benefit. And that is possible because at times negotiation is just right there. But you just need someone who's an excellent negotiator to resolve the issues. Understanding that each side has a specific interest and moving towards a solution that will eventually lead towards a goal is the focus. So each party has an interest, the negotiator also has an interest to come up with a solution. So the focus is what? That we are heading towards negotiation, we are heading towards an outcome, and that will lead to progress. So the focus is to meet the needs of all the parties involved. So the moment we bear in mind what is the requirement of all the parties, negotiation can get easier. It is important to remain calm during negotiations, and this is possible only if one does not take anything personally. I do not really have to keep my emotions in the forefront. I have to keep my emotions aside. I have to keep a balanced thought process and mind to negotiate better. While you are a negotiator, you represent the company. So it is important you do not react but act. If you react, it means that you can get explosive, you can get angry. But if you act, that means you're conducting yourself in a manner which will only lead to a positive outcome. Conclusion: the success depends on your ability to negotiate, and it is very important to maintain equanimity during the negotiation process. When we say it is important to maintain equanimity, that means being balanced. One needs to bear in mind the following: how much do you want to gain from the negotiation? Get information from your opponent's side. So, what is it that you really want as an outcome if you want negotiation to happen? Do you understand the thought process of your opponent? Do you understand why your opponent wants to negotiate? What is your opponent expecting out of this negotiation process? So all these are points that have to be looked into. Thank you.